Hare Krishna. Don't equate the confusing with the confused. The confusing refers to that which we don't understand. The confused refers to that which it is, that which is inherently incoherent, that which is itself disorderly. So when we find something, especially something coming from an authoritative source of knowledge such as scripture or a saintly person, when we find that confusing, often the skeptical tendency is to think, this doesn't make sense, this is all impractical, this is all bogus, this is all useless, and just neglect, just reject it all. But such a rejection will actually deprive us of the timeless wisdom that has empowered many, many people for that, but it has empowered millions for millennia. Instead, if we, rather than pushing the blame on others, have the humility to admit that the problem might be with us, that maybe it is we who are not able to understand, then we can seek clarification and gain a clearer understanding. So, for example, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, Krishna speaks about bhakti, and then he speaks about various processes. Krishna speaks initially about Atmagyan, about the soul, and then he speaks about various processes for realizing the soul and attaining the eternal. And thereafter he concludes by pointing towards bhakti. But because he's talked about so many processes, Arjuna finds it confusing. And in third chapter he raises a question. In 3.2 he states, Vyamishrene vavakena buddhimoyasiva me adekam vadanishchitya yena shreyoham apnuyan. So he says, Vyamishrene vavakena. Mishra means mixed. Your words, your sentences, your assertions, they are mixed. They seem sometimes to be telling me to fight and act. Other times they are telling me to use my intelligence and seek enlightenment, which would mean not acting, not fighting. So it seems that sometimes you are telling me to fight, sometimes you are telling me to not fight. Buddhim mohyasi eva me, my intelligence, mohyasi, has become deluded. Tad ekam vada nishchitya. Therefore, please tell me one thing for certain. Yena shreyoham apnuyan. By which I will attain the long-term benefit. So here, Arjuna, rather than accusing Krishna that you are speaking confusing things, he said, I am confused. My intelligence is finding it difficult to comprehend this. Therefore, please explain it to me. He doesn't stay in the confused stage, but he seeks enlightenment. He seeks illumination, and thus he progresses. So now what happens is that Krishna, when he seeks mohyasi vame, Arjuna seeks intelligence from Krishna, seeks illumination, seeks enlightenment from Krishna. At that time, he is using a significant word, mohyasi vame. The acharyas like Baldev Vidya Bhushan Vishwanath Thakur point out that iva here, as if, that is a very significant word, mohyas iva me. That means they are saying over here that Arjuna is not saying that you are speaking confusingly to Krishna. Arjuna is saying that it appears as if you are speaking confusingly, iva. So they say that it is my perception that is the problem, it is not your communication that is the problem. By showing such humility, Arjuna opens himself to Krishna's empowering wisdom. And by the end of the Bhagavad Gita, he is completely illumined and empowered and ready to do his duty, no matter how challenging it may be. Ready to face whatever catastrophic challenge life may throw at him. And that confidence came because Arjuna, rather than pointing the finger at Krishna, was ready to have the humility to seek clarification. Not reject Krishna's wisdom when it seemed confusing, deem it as confused and reject it. Rather, recognizing that it is I who need clarification and seeking that clarification with humility, Arjuna became enlightened. Similarly, when we find that some things in scripture don't make sense to us, rather than rejecting that scripture, we can with humility seek clarification from the right sources. And by seeking clarification from the right sources, we can actually move onwards towards Krishna. And we can become empowered by His wisdom and attain all-round fulfillment in our life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.